talk about the Lorain Public Library system and her time there is the director, Joanne Eldridge. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, great. We're fine. We always like to have somebody from the library on when we're doing our spotlights because the library is in every community.
Absolutely.
And it becomes a really important part of that community, doesn't it?
Yes, I think it's the fabric of the community. We are partners with so many other groups, and we really care about the community. We love seeing good things happen, and we like to be part of all of that.
And the other reason we have you on, Joanne, is because you've announced that you'll be retiring as the director of the Lorain Public Library System.
Yes, I am retiring. I've been in the library profession since 1976, and I feel like it's time to do other things, and I feel like the library is at a crossroads now, and, you know, good things will happen. We've done a lot for the community, and, you know, the community really likes using its libraries. So I'm happy about what I've accomplished in the time I've been here. It'll be 22 years for me this September. So
1976. I'm guessing card catalog days?
Absolutely. So I've seen quite a transformation in libraries. It's been remarkable because I remember some of my earlier jobs filing the catalog cards or the Library of Congress cards or shelving books. And we still have people that shelve books. And that would be a real cool part-time job to have, I think.
The card catalog is in the Lorain Historical Society, their building over there. We saw a card catalog that worked its way around and had been in North Ridgeville but was now there as well. But it was a great system, wasn't it, to find?
Well, absolutely. You know, it is, you know, we still have that organizational talent. And so now it's not like a physical card, but it's actually computerized. And I think it makes it a lot easier, you know, but you still have the history of, you know, the Dewey Decimal System and things like that. So.
But you sometimes can't discover things. If you mistakenly flip through and you suddenly, as you're flipping to where you need to go, you suddenly come across something you thought, that's interesting. Maybe I'll take that book out or something there as well. Sometimes everything now is very specific to what I want and to kind of get you there, and you miss sort of the journey of all the other things.
Well, the journey's still there. If you, when you come into our building, that's what we try to do with the floor plan now. We try to have that browsing capability so that you come in and you say, oh, what is new? So we'll have the new popular materials and things, you know, before you go and use our meeting rooms and other programs and things. So you still have that capability. It's just like the way that the library is laid out. So it's still available.
And the library is used a lot more for than just the books and that. You talk about the meetings and that.
Absolutely.
It is a community space.
It is a community center. And we really are very proud that our library, with a library card, you can use any of our meeting rooms. And we also do a lot of exercise programs. We have our Zumba class, we have our line dance, and we have our yoga classes, we have Tai Chi. So we have a lot of programs that the community has asked us to host. I mean, without having downtown Hawaii anymore, the library sort of took on that role as well.
I'm looking at your bio, and I noticed that you spent some time at the Compton Library in California. May we ask how someone comes from Compton to Lorain County?
Well, I'm a member of the American Library Association, and the jobs you're recruited by postings in the professional journals, and they have a website. And so I also had a friend who was visiting California at the time, and she and I were children's librarians together, and she had taken a job at Cleveland Heights, University Heights, as the assistant director, and knew my predecessor, and said, there's a job coming up, so, you know, go ahead and apply. And I did. And, you know, things weren't all that great out in California. I didn't see getting old out there, because you'd have to have tons of money to really live in a nice neighborhood. And I'm a Midwesterner. I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I have Midwest values. And so I felt it was a good time to make that transition. So I came back in 94. I'm very, very happy.
Well, we are glad that you were able to do that as well. And I see that you started in the children's section.
Absolutely.
And in your retirement, you may also be contributing to the children's section. Is this true?
It's possible I will reinvent myself as a children's performer or something. I like doing storytelling. I like doing reader's theater. I like to encourage children to read. And I really felt I had a second childhood as a children's librarian. I was, so into the kids using the library. Matter of fact, they would come every day during the summer. And that's how I got into baking my sister's chocolate chip cookies, because one of the young kids, Rocky, he would say, "Joanne, make me some cookies." And so I knew I had my sister's recipe memorized. It's a family thing. So I started baking cookies, and here 22 years, well, many years later, I'm still baking cookies. I was baking cookies last night at 11:30, so.
Well, now they come and say, "Miss Joanne, make some more of those cookies."
I know.
All grown up, those kids that have
well,
joined.
Well, absolutely. So now I go to meetings, and our board president said, "I don't know who's going to make the cookies." So I got his favorite oatmeal cherry cookies. I made those Sunday. So I made sugar cookies last night. But anyway, so I'm always making cookies.
Well, eat cookies and listen to story time. This sounds like a lot of fun thing to do.
Absolutely.
But the key you mentioned about getting the kids involved in the library early, getting them encouraged, and it sort of spurs them on to a lot of other things too, I think.
I believe it's so important. I encourage parents to read to babies. I helped co-found a program called Books for Babies, and I'm real proud of that. And what we did was we realized with all the studies that mothers who read to their children while they're in the womb, it really does help them with their verbal skills when they grow up. And so we started this program at the library, at all of the libraries in Lorain County, where a parent would get a book and then the child would get a book too. And then we would have all these baby time programs. And so the parents would bring the babies to the library. And we still have that. We institutionalized it. We had grant funding at first. But we play a really big role, and I think the community really likes that. They really think that the library should be involved with early literacy, and our staff are trained in that as well.
When you're looking, what do you think makes a good children's book? There's classic ones that people are go to, but there's authors everywhere. There seems to be children's books coming, and some people think, "Oh, it's easy to make a children's book." What do you think really makes a successful book for children?
Well, for me, I believe the illustrations are very important, and I prefer not a whole lot of words on a page, for me personally, because I think, you know, the pictures really sell a lot with the children, and the repetitiveness. I like it where it's kind of like a poem. I think then something that little people can remember. And so that's something that I'd like to explore when I do retire, is I have a manuscript I'd like to have published. And so we'll see what happens. I haven't had time to do anything with it other than to get it copywritten, but you know.
Right. Well, you mentioned the key that sometimes the illustrator is, because that's the person that gives more to the book, where you can encourage the children to make up their own idea of what's really happening in this picture. And the words don't get in the way.
And see, now because of the e-library concept, what I would like to do with my manuscript is turn it into an audio and a visual and an e-book as well. And so you have that capability now in the 21st century to even take it beyond the actual physical book.
Speaking of children, you have your summer reading kickoff coming up at Lakeview. Tell us about that.
Lakeview Park, June the 4th. We start off at noon, and we are really excited about this year, Exercise Your Mind. And so we're doing a whole lot of partnerships, particularly with the Metro Parks, and we have children. We really want to encourage children to read all summer, but it's not just children. We believe that the adults in the family need to be reading as well, to role model that for kids. And so you're going to see something at the library for all ages, not just children. And so the kickoff starts, and then later I'm having an old school beach party at 6 o'clock. So I'm real happy about that.
Are you bringing cookies? That's what we want to know.
I don't think I'm bringing cookies. Well, I am for the staff.
Okay.
But don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay. Yeah, I always bake for them. So.
Well, that's really good. It shows how you kind of embody, you know, the in the library. You're not just the director. You're a part of the whole family of the library, too.
I do believe wholeheartedly in all of us being a team. And today we have a lunch and learn program, and I always like helping make the coffee. And I did not make coffee until I got here, but I just realized how important that was. So I don't want nobody else to go make the coffee. So as soon as I leave here, I'm going to run, go get everything together. So I help out.
All right. Well, we'll let you get
in my free time.
We'll let you get on here. What a free time can there be as a director of the Lorain Public Library until the end of September?
Yes.
So you have the whole summer.
Well, it's a lot going on. I can't even think about that yet. Right. So probably September it'll
leave it up to the Board of Trustees to work on trying to find who's going to replace you and do at least some parts of what you do. They might not have the first line, good baker of cookies. But everybody who comes brings a new talent.
Absolutely, we do. And I think I've done what I could do to make this library a part of the community. And I'm involved with a lot of groups. And so I would hope my successor would realize how important it is to partner with the community and to listen to what the community has to say about what the vision of the library is. Because it's not my vision. I embody the whole community vision. And that's what I stand for.
Well, Joanne Eldridge, the director of the Lorain Public Library System, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.